From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, Aaron, and thank you for listening in to our weekend edition of Life Change. Life Change Weekend comes to you here from our ministry in South Florida. And I want to say to all of you that we are delighted that we have a number of regulars on our weekend edition, as well as guests that we bring on. I'm so glad to have on with us today Professor and Pastor Ron Schaefer. And Pastor Ron, thank you, sir, for being on with us today. Welcome.
The pleasure is mine, believe me.
Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about some things that you and I have chatted a little bit about concerning your life. You say your baptism in life has been by fire. So do you refer to your father's death when you were 7? Tell us about that loss and other things that have happened in your life that have kind of built you to the where you're at today, Pastor.
Okay, thank you. My father was killed very tragically when I was 7 years old. It was one of those really tragic things. My mother was only 45. She was left with 7 children, a pretty enormous debt, and it was just one of those horrible holes you fall into. She worked her way out of that. She's a woman very strong, a woman of great faith. Then it just seems that the Lord wanted me to have a tragic vision of life for whatever reason. I had a major heart attack at age 37. That was an anomaly because I was a bit of an amateur athlete. I was in pretty good conditioning, pumping weights, lifting iron, I mean, jogging, a lot of sports. And I had the Widowmaker on steroids, to quote one of my doctors. So I've lived, I've been a heart patient for all those years, over 40 years now. And the only other thing I care to say about that, Dino, is that my family is afflicted with a coronary genetic defect of some sort, never been diagnosed, never isolated. But all 5 of my brothers have died young, one as young as 39. So it's a horrible thing we carry. So the Lord saw fit for me to have an extraordinarily joyous life. People just don't get the ecstatic experiences I've had. And perhaps one or two of those will come out during our interview. But yet, simultaneously, I've also had these experiences that have been fairly negative, too.
Yeah, you know, listening to you share there, Pastor Ron, I'm sure many of our listeners have gone through issues, and it really seems sometimes that others may have more difficult times than the norm, and it seems that way with you. I guess an obvious question would be then, with all of this a tragedy you just mentioned to us, how did you keep from becoming pessimistic and bitter?
That's a great question. The example of my mother, her strength is Herculean. The woman was unbelievable. So strong, in fact, that a kind of mythology surrounded my mother as she aged. Because brother after brother, she buried son after son after son. And she kept getting sweeter. Mm-hmm. You know, the old axiom, the same sun that melts the wax hardens the clay. My mother just got the most pliable, beautiful soul. I had her as an example. I'm a Bible scholar of sorts, as we all are, and I was very much moved by Job, David, and I'm a student of literature. So John Milton, for instance, blind, and he still wrote Paradise Lost, that epic masterpiece. Van Gogh kept forging ahead in the dark, even though he had only sold 2 paintings in his entire life. I had read by Dr. Tozer this quote once. He spoke of the settled despair of men alone in a vast and deserted wilderness. That's a beautiful expression. The settled despair of men alone in a vast and deserted wilderness. I was not about to settle for that, sir. And so I just made it a point to look to the hope of Jesus Christ. And I've staved off bitterness completely. It's not any part of my psyche.
That's powerful. I just finished a few minutes ago, Pastor, going over a prayer list every week in our posts that we do. And in our live streams, we put out a prayer list. A number of people with many, many issues. And I think when they hear your story and the kind of story you're sharing today, it's a real, real help to them as they are proceeding down some difficult things in life. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron chatting with you, and we're glad to have Dr. Ron Schaefer on with us today. And we're discussing his life. It's the first time he's been on, and so glad to have him on our program today. I want to say to all of you out there, thank you for the letters you send. We appreciate so much you connecting with our ministry here. This is a beautiful letter from Tennessee. It says, thank you for the book, Words That Change History. We have distributed them to our Bible classes now. This book has excellent thoughts on the words that truly did change history. And we thank you for sending that note in. And we appreciate that book being a blessing to you. So bitterness is not a part of your life. That's wonderful. Now, you've gotten highly involved with novels. And so tell me a little bit about how your past suffering, your adversity, figures into these novels. And are they autobiographical?
Another good prompt. Thank you. I have been a lay pastor my entire life. And mainly, I present Bible studies. I've been moved, deeply moved, to see the reaction of my audience. Every once in a while, I will work in an example of our travel. We're world travelers, personal anecdotes, and I've seen how moved people were by those. But my audience is limited to 200, 20, whatever you get in a Bible study. And I thought, if I had a larger audience, I maybe could increase my sphere of influence. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a lifelong dream of mine to compose novels, but I was always a very busy professor, heading up international meetings, you name it. I mean, I've done a lot of things, produced documentary films and major writers. But finally, in 2012, 14 years ago, I started writing novels. And yeah, there's indirectly, I suppose they are autobiographical. One aspect of them is intensely autobiographical. My father fell to his death, I mentioned earlier, when I was 7. But my older brother took me into the bedroom to share my mind, because the visual making faculty of my brain is very developed, apparently. I painted that in my mind with such vivid imagery, I literally saw him fall. Now, I mention that because my whole life I've had this recurring dream. To this day, I still do, of seeing people fall from extraordinary heights. And that figures prominently in the novel we're talking about, the first one, The Rose and the Serpent. So it's not my life. It isn't that at all. But there are autobiographical vignettes. And my people, for my readers who know me, pick them out in a moment because they know my life story.
Yeah, tell us just a little bit about the writing that you've done now. You've written several novels. Tell us what they are and where people could get them if they would like to have one.
Sure. Yeah, they're available on Amazon. I don't use a pen name. It's my name, Ron Schaefer, 6 letters in that last name, S-H-A-F-E-R. Google me. The first novel is The Rose and the Serpent. It's a moving novel about two lovers, Jude Heppler and Corey Mone. They're very much in love. They're made for each other, but they split up owing to a very evil man. His name was Abe Bedone. He's highly intelligent and evil. And we don't know why he gets a perverse delight in putting people against each other. He causes the lovers to split up. Now, they go through 5 harrowing years. She goes into clinical depression. He runs off and buries himself.